Good morning. It is 7:13 Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Aradith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. A little incident over the weekend happened at Dave's Auto Body. I guess it was late Friday night, early Saturday morning. A fire in the detail shop. Fortunately, things were not worse than they were, but, you know, from a perspective standpoint, still really bad, and I guess it puts some things in perspective. And here to talk more about that and more about the future of Dave's Auto Body, the owner, Dr. Dave Dunn. Dave, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Top of the morning to you. Thanks for having me on.
You know, one of the things I was thinking about in your business model and the way you run things, if people have never taken the tour of Dave's Auto Body, they need to do that. And I know you do that. You'll have master's classes come in town where you'll give a tour because the place is absolutely immaculate. You could pretty much eat off the floors, and that's the way you want it. And, you know, one of the things that helps with in a situation like what happened, I mean, if you go back to the days when you first started in that particular business, the way an auto body shop looked, fire would have been much worse because you got rags, you just got stuff everywhere, and that's not the case. And that probably was a big difference in it not being worse than what it actually was.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And, you know, just kind of running a being pretty proud of the organizational nature of how we do things has really helped. It's helped greatly with the investigation of, you know, just what the heck happened and, you know, how could we prevent something like this from happening again?
Yeah, and I guess, you know, a little bit easier to narrow things down. And, you know, one of the people saying, oh, I wonder if it was arson, this or that. Well, you know, it most likely was not. We know that.
Well, interestingly, we have high-def cameras everywhere, mm-hmm. inside and outside, and the fire department was very appreciative, and they were able to save all that. And so to confirm that there was no human beings, I think it was like 527 the previous day is the last time anybody was in any building. They had cameras showing exactly where the fire started. So, you know, that eliminates whatever that little seed of doubt that may be planted out there.
Yeah, and if you have a business or even at your home and you have security cameras, there's a big difference between a security camera and a high-def security camera and what you can see.
Yeah, the fire department was telling me how oftentimes people turn over the cameras to them and they're just junk. You can't tell anything. And these were very sharp, and we're very fortunate that they were able to salvage that.
Well, you got the call early in the morning. I mean, I guess it's probably kind of surreal at first, or...
Oh, yeah, your heart races about as fast as it can race, you know. And we live, Natalie and I live just north of Galesburg, 3 miles on a little farm, and it felt like an hour drive to Galesburg, you know. It's probably a 10-minute drive, but, you know, just everything goes through your mind. Is somebody hurt? Mostly that.
Yeah.
Not worried so much about the financial things initially. You know, you're just worried about guys' safety and neighborhood and so on.
Yeah, when you get there, number one, hopefully you're hoping no employees or anybody else is around and hadn't gotten hurt. But then also you get there and see the firefighters there and working, and you worry about them too, because that is not an easy thing for them to do.
Oh, absolutely. I sit there and watched a guy crawling under an overhead door with a thing ablaze, and there's heavy equipment up on the roof, and I'm thinking, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I understand why you have to, because there could be a person inside and so on. But those guys really earn my respect in just watching them work.
Yeah, I appreciate people that are willing to. I'm the same as you. That wouldn't be me. I couldn't do that for a living. And I'm glad there's people that are willing to risk their lives for us and for our safety and for our homes and businesses as well.
Yes, and, you know, just the professionalism of the department. You know, haven't had a lot of interaction with fire departments, but just everything, the professionalism that day, making sure people kept away from the scene so that nobody could get injured or, you know, inhale smoke. But the follow-up, you know, all of the hours and hours of follow-up and trying to precisely figure out what has happened and make sure that all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted is just kind of a mind-blowing thing. It's truly a scientific job.
Dave Dunn, the owner of Dave's Auto Body, joining us here this morning. So you find out, you know, nobody's hurt. That's number one. And then, but still, you know, people might not understand. Say, oh, well, it was just limited to just the detail shop and not the rest of it. So not that bad. Well, that's a relative term, not that bad, because it's still, I mean, there's a lot of damage, and it's a lot of money, and you know, in any day and age, but especially now, I mean, with equipment and everything you got, it's still a big loss.
It is, you know, the physical buildings, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars damage, and whether it's even savable or if it has to be knocked down is still debatable. But how it affects the operation is great, because first of all, you know, we fix a lot of cars, and every one of those cars need to be detailed when they're done, so. add that to our Detail for Life customers that come back, you know, four times a year and get their car cleaned up. So those are our two main priorities, and we're already set up and running to where we can at least handle those. The retail detail, we'll have to slowly go back into that just to make sure that we've got the resources to actually do the work for people. But it you know, affects 7 to 9 people's full-time employment. So there's a lot of human cost associated with this, and emotion too.
Yeah, I was going to say, because you're thinking about your business, then you're thinking about your customers, but also it seems things like, man, I got employees that, yeah, what are we going to do, you know, in the interim? But fortunately, you've got insurance that's going to help cover that. But that's got to be a thought. It's like, oh wow, what about, you know, these guys? They rely on me to make their living.
Well, not to mention, I mean, we're pretty selective on how we hire people, and right. There's a huge process. And so we have this great staff. We don't want to lose them. So fortunately, I found out from my insurance carrier that there'll be some compensation there to make sure that they don't lose out on their paychecks, even if we can't keep them as busy as we were keeping them before. So that, of course, is a big relief to them and a big relief to us, because we don't want to lose great people when you get them.
Dave Dunn is the owner of Dave's Auto Body. They had a fire there over the weekend. Still up and running, though. Now, there's probably a method to everything you do there, obviously, and the detail shop, the fire was contained there, and, you know, there's some dangerous stuff in all parts of your shop, in the business you're in. There's a lot of chemicals and everything involved, but so there's, I'm guessing, a method to the fact that this building is separate from this building and so on, because so you didn't just end up with one huge fire.
That's right, yeah. When we built our new paint shop, so new 20 years ago, It was according to code, we had to separate that building, and it had to be 15 feet from other buildings. Well, that turned out to be a great blessing. Now, even though the new buildings are fire suppressed and so on, we still would have received damage had those buildings all been tied together. But we've been able to kind of relocate some departments. We have one department that people see if they're in the office that we call it our triage department. That's basically where we tear cars down and estimate. So our practice now has evolved over the years where 100% of the cars that go through our shop get a complete teardown before we start repairing them, so that we don't at the tail end discover a part that's going to delay it or something like that. We moved detail into that department, moved triage over into another department, and as of early noon afternoon yesterday, we're washing cars.
Wow.
And so part of that was the subcontractors. I mean, Sugden Electric came in and worked Saturday practically all day, several people, to get power up and running to the necessary buildings. And, you know, we have plumbers in there installing plumbing for detail, and, you know, water heaters and electrical stuff. And guys, there's just so many moving parts. It's like an ant colony around there right now. And yet people are kind of whistling while they work and being very positive.
Dave Dunn, the owner of Dave's Auto Body. So everything up and running, just moved around a little bit. So I guess you're looking glass half full, you know, some good that can come out of it. I mean, kind of, you know, rethinking some things in the way you, not your total organization, but the way things are set up maybe, or.
Yeah, I think you really do. You can get complacent. You know, we try to be on the leading edge of things, but you know, when you're doing pretty well or you're somewhat successful, you can get pretty complacent. And so, boy, I tell you, the creative juices are really flowing. We had a big meeting yesterday morning at 7 o'clock with all the management staff. We're getting all kinds of great ideas from technicians. Say, well, now that we're, you know, forced to make this change, how about this? How about that? And we see it as just a terrific opportunity now for us to make an even better working environment for employees, and then hopefully be able to serve the customer just a little better too.
Yeah, and when you say complaints, you're not saying that doesn't mean people are not doing the best job they can do. That's not what you were saying when you're saying that. Just that, okay, the business is running well now, we don't need to change anything. Well, but now we've got some ideas. Well, maybe we can improve on what we're already doing really well.
Yeah, it's just so easy to get comfortable and mm-hmm. just doing it a certain way, and that's because that's the way we've always done it.
And it works.
It does, yeah, it works okay. And so this is an opportunity for us to maybe just go ahead and streamline the operation even more, make it a little bit more efficient. You mentioned something about the tour. You know, anybody can YouTube tour of Dave's Auto Body, Galesburg, Illinois, and you can get about a 10-minute video tour to kind of show how we do things and what we did. And then and it heavily featured the former detail shop. So I guess we'll be cutting a new video here one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're not, I mean, until insurance and everything gets taken care of, you're not sure yet whether the building can be salvaged. Because he said even with a concrete block wall, there still could be some structural integrity issues.
Yes. From where the fire started, it was right up next to a concrete block wall. And it was really intense heat. I mean, there's a couple of vehicles that are basically melted in there.
Wow.
And so we're very concerned that, you know, we don't build something that's not structurally safe. I mean, so, you know, on one hand, it'd almost be better if we could just doze it in and start over. Again, insurance will have a big say in that.
Right. Well, you mentioned that, how intense the fire was. I mean, there's fumes from different, whether it's paint and plastics and fiberglass in cars. That I mean, everything is just so dangerous, and yet firefighters are there. They'll go in and take care of it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's when you watch that, it just gives you chills to think anybody's willing to do that. And, you know, one of the young firemen was talking to Kevin, our sales manager, and he said, yeah, I get nervous when I go in there, of course, you know, so you wouldn't be human if you didn't get a little nervous. But they kind of look at the bigger job and the greater mission that they have.
Again, I'm glad there's somebody willing to do it, because that someone is not me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, same here.
So Dave's Auto Body up and running. I mean, so if people have questions, you know, with this, still maybe they want to come in for their detail or whatever, you're still up and running. So just call or
yeah, just normal procedure. Mm-hmm. The detail for life customers, business as usual. There'll be no delays there. Might not be able to handle as many of the kind of standard spring retail detail, wash, wax, shampoo. We'll just have to see what our resources, how much we can stretch those. The guys have already talked about maybe just, even though the space that we're in is much smaller, maybe extending their hours. So coming in earlier, forming like a second shift. And this is all coming from the guys. So that's what a great group we have.
Yeah, I know we were talking a little bit off the air. You know, you see a fire and somebody, you know, business or whatever. Oh, that's really bad, but it doesn't really sink in with you now that you've seen it yourself. I mean, for instance, you know, well, Jimmy's, for instance, is one, and like they're going to have to move. So it really hits home now that it's happened to you.
Yeah, it does, and you know, we've had fires like the O.T. Johnson fire, mm-hmm. where someone lost their life, and
right.
You just are so thankful that that didn't happen in this situation, and that there's no damage to the neighbors, which is also good. You'd like to be a good neighbor.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Dave Dunn, the owner of Dave's Auto Body, joining us here this morning. So not totally business as usual, but for the most part, business as usual at Dave's Auto Body.
Yeah, I don't think any of our collision customers will notice any difference at all other than where their car pops out at the end of the process.
So if you just crashed your car, had an accident, you don't know what to do? Well, yeah, you do. Call
I've
Dave.
Heard that
Better
somewhere.
Call Dave's. I know.
I'm going to write that down. That's catchy.
Isn't it, though? So it's not going to be long. We're going to be talking about Run Galesburg Run pretty soon. When will registration get underway for that?
It's live right now at RunGalesburgRun.com. We're signing people up every day and working with sponsors, of course, and most of that work has already been done. So the workload is coming.
So there's always, I mean, you've got a lot on your plate. It's not it's not just you've got that going on. You've got the business. You've got so it's good to have people like a young guy like Robbie Dunn and some people like that to help out.
Boy, that's a fact. I appreciate the energy the young guys have got. This, you know, I know you get up super early every morning, and I've kind of had the luxury of, I always tell everybody I go to work at the butt crack of dawn, usually like 9 a.m.
Right, you know, yeah, so, there you go.
So a little different hours here for the next few weeks.
But it's really long days, though.
It
may not be early, but it's still long days for you, though.
Yeah. Yeah, all my days are right around 24 hours, in fact.
Well, there you go, see? And our motto here is give us 60 minutes and we'll give you an hour. So, Dave Dunn, owner of Dave's Auto Body, and again, things not completely normal, but, you know, as a customer, you're really not going to notice any difference. Everything is up and running, whether it's a detail, you have damage to your vehicle and need to get it in. Can still do that. Everything is still all up and running, and whatever your needs are, Dave's Auto Body will still meet them.
Yeah, sure will. Another little, just kind of funny how things all converge. We had new telephone system being installed Monday.
Oh man!
So that's been what the heck? You know, we're changing. Let's just keep on changing.
Might as well. I mean, we can even probably, the technology's probably changed since you ordered that. You can update that even too now, right?
Boy, isn't that the truth? Yeah.
All right. But and to that end, I mean, talking about the technology, I mean, in speaking of whatever you're going to redo or your processes changing things, is there new technology out there that it's like, well, now maybe we can consider bringing this technology in or something, or is it not quite to that level?
Yeah. You know, detailing is still pretty basic. We we don't pressure wash cars. We hand wash them with a hose. It's an actual hand wash job on the car.
Yeah.
Because we don't like all the spatter and spray that comes with pressure washing the car like you might do at a drive-in car wash. But yes, there's different kinds of extraction machines for pulling, you know, dirt and so on out of carpets and so on. We're always looking at that kind of machinery to see, you know, what can we do that makes the job a little better, and also thinking about, you know, the health of the employee and, you know, making sure we're protecting those folks that actually do the work on the cars. We have so friends will say, well, you know, I could always go and detail at Dave's, and I tell people all the time, try it for one day. If you last 8 hours, I'd be shocked, because it is a physically very demanding. You know, you're reaching and stretching and climbing under and over things. It's a physically very demanding job.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why you have that, because most of us don't want to do that. No. We don't want to put that effort into our own vehicle.
I guess it'd probably be like if you had somebody coming in and cleaning your house. Once you had somebody doing that, you probably don't want to go back to that.
Yep, absolutely. And again, and these people go through the same process of getting hired. You want the best of the best, and they're going to go through a whole process to get those jobs too.
Same intellectual tests, same honesty tests, everything. You know, it is an equal department in our organization. We have several guys with degrees, 4-year degrees, 2-year degrees. I mean, JT is our manager. He's got a 4-year degree in construction management, but he's running our detail shop. He tried for a while. He went out and worked for Russell Construction. In fact, he was the lead guy at Silas Willard when they built that. And missed us, I guess, and came back, and we recruited him pretty hard because we really want him to be back with us.
Good. So good people, and that's kind of helps to get through a situation like this for you.
Yes, very much so. So, you know, everybody gets a little sentimental at these times, but gosh, we're sure thankful that we have the crew that we do and the customers. You know, sometimes when stuff happens, and you can watch social media. As you know, I'm on there pretty heavy all the time, and I never saw anybody posting any trashy stuff at all. You know, people stayed pretty darn positive, and that's a real tribute to the quality of customers we have.
Absolutely, and that's pretty rare on this day and age in social media, no matter what the situation is. And yeah, it was good to see that everybody was pretty positive. And well, again, glad nobody got hurt. Unfortunate that this thing happened, that you have to go through this. But as you said, I guess look at the positives.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? Let's go ahead and have some lemonade. We got the lemons.
Absolutely. Dave Dunn, owner of Dave's Auto Body. Anything else you want to get to this morning, Dave?
No, but thanks a lot for letting me come in and talk a little bit, because I know there's plenty of questions out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, up and running. If you have any questions, you can call Dave's, and everything is up and running. Anything you need, they can still do it. Dave, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.